You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't.
Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Everybody say what's up to Chris from Tewksbury.
Hello, Chris.
Hi, Chris.
Hi.
Chris, can you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Sure. Kennedy, can I have you please leave the studio? Sure. Well, I wish you good luck.
Oh, good luck to you as well, my friend.
All right, five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you win $100, which is a great way to start your week. Her record on the big board, 5,735 wins, only 418 losses. Kennedy is now in that soundproof booth. We've got her sequestered away. Are you ready, Chris?
Sure.
You don't sound confident. That's not what I need.
Zero confidence.
You know what? Some days I get them all. Some days I get none. It depends on which
today's the day, Chris.
From.
Today is the day.
You know, sometimes you're the windshield, sometimes you're the bug. Question number one. Yep. Quentin Tarantino refuses to see another Toy Story movie after the original trilogy. He says, quote, "You literally ended the story as perfect as you could, so I don't care if it's good. I'm done." Which celebrity voices Buzz Lightyear in the Toy Story movies?
Buzz is Tim Allen.
Question number two, don't expect a farewell tour from Bruce Springsteen. He says, quote, "Farewell to what? Thousands of people screaming your name? Get the hell out. I ain't going anywhere." I don't blame him. I would die on that stage. Which state is Bruce Springsteen from?
New Jersey.
Justin and Hailey Bieber announced the birth of their baby boy Friday night. His name is Jack Blues Bieber. Who features on this very appropriate song with Justin?
Don't know.
And question number four. Melissa McCarthy turns 54 today. She played the villain in the live-action Little Mermaid in 2023. What was her character's name?
Ursula.
Chris Pine turns 44 today. He plays the character Steve Trevor in which superhero movie franchise? Chris Pine.
What's the character's name again?
Steve Trevor.
Don't be the bug today, Chris.
Yeah, no. I'm like, Chris Pine is like, he was the Star Trek kid.
Yep.
But I cannot picture which superhero he is, so I'm out.
I know, there's a lot of Chris's that are superheroes. All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
Kennedy!
What do you got going on today, Chris?
Oh, I'm pulled over on 93 so I don't crash while I'm playing on my way to work.
You're the good pulled over, not the one with the blue lights behind you.
No.
We appreciate a safe contestant around here. Welcome back, Kennedy.
Hi.
Chris, who's pulled over on 93, so she doesn't crash while she answers these questions.
Good woman.
She got 3 out of 5.
All right. Well done.
You ready?
Yeah.
Quentin Tarantino refuses to see another Toy Story movie. He says, quote, "You ended the trilogy perfectly. I don't care if they're good. I'm done." Who voices Buzz Lightyear in those movies?
Buzz Lightyear is Tim Allen.
To infinity and beyond. 1-1. Don't expect a farewell tour from Bruce Springsteen. He says, quote, "Farewell to what? Thousands of people screaming my name. I'm not going anywhere." Which state is Bruce from?
New Jersey.
2-2. Justin and Hailey Bieber announced the birth of their baby boy Friday night. His name is Jack Blues Bieber. Who features on this song with Justin?
Ludacris.
That is correct. 3-2. There's like 16 writers credited on that song, and they say 3 words. 3-2 for Kennedy. Question number 4. Melissa McCarthy turns 54 today. She played the villain in the live-action Little Mermaid in 2023. Who's the villain in that franchise?
Her name is... I'm not going to get it.
Ursula.
Ursula.
3-3 going to question number 5. Chris Pine turns 44 today, Kennedy. One of the famous Chris's.
Finest of all the Chris's.
He plays the character Steve Trevor in which superhero movie franchise?
Oh, Wonder Woman.
That is correct. 4-3. Kennedy ekes out the win.
Woo!
Nice job.
You too. Very well done, my friend.
People are driving by. It's like, who's that sad lady on the side of the road banging her
steering wheel? She's part of the traffic report next.
It's on the ways. It's on the ways right now.
Disabled vehicle.
Disabled vehicle on shoulder crying.
Chris, unfortunately, we cannot give you $100, but you do get a pair of tickets to see Kacey Musgraves on September 6th at the TD Garden. That's going to be a fantastic show.
Yes.
So enjoy those, okay?
Thank you so much.
You are very welcome. Is there anything you want to say to Kennedy?
Kennedy, I'm Chris from Tewksbury, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Wah-wah.
Okay, you can drive
so
again.
So true.
Hey, you in the car. Did you beat Kennedy today, or did you get a Mel? If you missed Can't Beat Kennedy today, text CBK to 20357. Can't Beat Kennedy. Every day at 645, 745, and 845.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Everybody say what's up to Chucky from Watertown.
What's up, Chucky?
Hi, Chucky.
Hi, guys.
Chucky, turn your radio down for me.
You know better than that, Chucky. Come on.
Lock it up.
Lock it up. Get it together.
Lock it up.
Chuck. Chucky.
By the way, Mr. Santos, my wife loves you.
Oh, thank you so much.
All right, Chucky, can you please kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, before Jason gets a big
Kennedy,
head.
Please leave the studio.
Good luck. Good luck.
Five pop culture thank trivia you. Questions. You get more right than Kennedy. We give you $100. Her record on the big board, 5,736 wins, only 418 losses. Are you ready, Chucky?
Yes, I am.
Question number one. Blake Lively turned 73 on Sunday. She is married to Ryan Reynolds and made her voice acting debut earlier this year in this movie Reynolds starred in about a little girl who can see everyone's imaginary friends. Name that movie.
Oh, God, I don't know.
All right, question number two. Sabrina Carpenter says baristas always expect her to get espresso, but she orders tea. What is the name of her new album that dropped this past Friday that features the song Espresso?
I don't know.
No, you're not a carpenter, Chucky. Get it together. At question number three, Megan Maroney was just asked what her biggest dating ick was, and she said ego. Probably. I'm just like, be nice, please. Megan was one of the openers at Gillette Stadium this past weekend for which artist that was headlining?
Pink.
And question number four. Brian Kelly from Florida Georgia Line turns 39 today. Which of these is not a Florida Georgia Line song? Cruise, Meant to Be, or Body Like a Back Road?
Body Like a Back Road.
Found his wheelhouse, Jason.
Oh, we're on.
And question number five. F1 Trillion has knocked Taylor Swift's The Tortured Poets Department off the top of the Billboard 200. Who released F1 Trillion?
I don't know.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Chuck, I heard some whispers in the background. Is your wife in the car with you?
Yes. She said hi, Dan.
Chucky got -3, right, Kennedy? So we're good.
Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Chucky from Watertown, he got 1 out of 5.
Ouch.
Chucky, this was supposed to be your redemption performance from last time you played.
I know. And may I say that I am literally ashamed of myself when
that's
I played
right.
her again the first time because that movie question I should have been able to answer.
Don't say anything.
Shoulda, coulda, woulda.
Yeah, it's all right, man. It's only trivia. It's okay. Question number one, Kennedy.
Yeah.
Blake Lively turned 37 on Sunday. She's married to Ryan Reynolds, of course, and made her voice acting debut earlier this year in the movie Reynolds starred in about a little girl who can see everyone's imaginary friends. What's the name of that movie?
If?
That is correct. 1-0. Question number two. Sabrina Carpenter says baristas always expect her to order espresso, but she gets tea.
Mm-hmm.
What is the name of her new album that dropped this past Friday and has the song Espresso on it?
Oh, I don't know.
Short and sweet.
Yeah.
It's a banger, too.
I know.
Jesus
I know
was a
know.
Carpenter, and so am I, Kennedy.
I know,
it's my
Dan.
Nickname.
I know you're a big fan.
Two to nothing. Question
number
three.
And that is why he's here, ladies and gentlemen.
Megan Maroney was just asked what her biggest dating ick was, and she said ego. Like, just be nice, please. Megan was one of the openers at Gillette Stadium this past weekend. Who headlined?
Kenny Chesney.
That is right. No Shoes Nation. 3-1. Question number four. Brian Kelly from Florida Georgia Line turns 39 today. Which of these is not a Florida Georgia Line song? Cruise, Meant to Be, or Body Like a Back Road?
Body Like a Back Road. That's Sam Hunt.
Your favorite.
My most favorite. Both of those bands and fans. Yes, I could listen to their music all day, every day.
4-1. Question number five. F1 Trillion has knocked Taylor Swift's The Tortured Poets Department off the top spot of the Billboard 200.
Did it really?
Finally.
Wow.
It's only been 46 years.
Good for him.
Who released F1 Trillion?
That's Post Malone.
That is right. Good for Posty.
I know.
In his country era.
Oh, go ahead.
5-1. Kennedy, you didn't have to do Chucky like that.
Chucky did Chucky like that.
Chucky, is there anything that you want to say to Kennedy before we get out of here?
My name is Chucky. I'm originally from Burlington by way of Watertown, and I can't be Kennedy.
All right.
Womp, womp.
Hey, you in the car. Did you beat Kennedy today, or did you get a Mel? If you missed Can't Beat Kennedy today, text CBK to 20357. Can't Beat Kennedy. Every day at 645, 745, and 845.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Everybody say what's up to Emily from Rockland.
Hi, Emily.
Hello, Emily.
Hello.
Hello. Coming in hot. You got good energy.
I love it.
Hey, I just got back from vacation. I have to have that good energy.
Where'd we go?
Well, we went to Disney.
How was it?
It was hot, humid, and core memories were made.
Oh, I love it. Love it so much.
Emily, can you please kick Kennedy out of the studio before we start singing Small World?
Can you please leave the studio for
sure
me?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, we give you the money. Kennedy's record on the big board, 5,737 wins, only 418 losses. She is now sequestered into that soundproof booth. Are you ready, Emily?
Yes.
Question number one. Macaulay Culkin turns 44 today. Which actor played the leader of the Wet Bandits in Macaulay's movie Home Alone?
Oh. I can't remember his name.
So you're not ready. You're not ready.
I'm not ready.
She's still got Disney on the
brain. Okay, let's go.
TLC had to cancel some shows after T-Boz landed in the hospital with an intestinal blockage. TLC is the first letter of all three members' names. What are they?
Left Eye. I only know Left Eye.
I said one in
I'm
the question.
I'm terrible today. I get a third of a point. It's good. We got this.
All right. Question number three. The baseball field from A League of Their Own burned to the ground. There's no word what started the fire. Who utters the phrase, "There's no crying in baseball," in that movie?
Isn't that Rosie O'Donnell?
And question number four. Babe Ruth's 1932 World Series jersey is the most valuable sports collectible ever. It sold for over $24 million at auction. People have too much money.
Clearly.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Which of these is not a nickname for the great Babe Ruth? Which of these is not? The Great Bambino, the Splendid Splinter, or the Sultan of SWAT?
What was the last one?
The Sultan of SWAT.
I'm going to go with that one.
Oh, you haven't seen The Sandlot. And question number five, R&B singer Cassie turns 38 today. Cassie was in an 11-year relationship with which hip-hop mogul? Who is now in hot water legally.
P. Diddy.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Emily, who'd you go down to Disney with?
I went with my three kids, my husband, his father, and my daughter's brother and his mother.
You need a vacation from your vacation?
Tickets are like $500 bucks each.
I'm saying.
But core memories were made, and that's what's important.
Exactly.
Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Emily from Rockland, who must be exhausted.
Yeah, I broke.
She got 1 out of 5 correct.
Suits!
Listen, I'm still on vacation mode,
that's all
okay?
Right, babe. That is all right.
Question number one, Kennedy. Macaulay Culkin turns 44 today. Which actor played the leader of the Wet Bandits in Macaulay's movie Home Alone?
Joe Pesci.
Yes, 1-0. TLC had to cancel some shows after T-Boz landed in the hospital with an intestinal blockage.
Oh, my God.
TLC, the name, is the first letter of all three members' names. What are they?
Chili, Lisa Left Eye Lopez, and T-Boz.
That is correct. 2-0. Question number three. The baseball field from a league of their own burned to the ground. There's no word on who started the fire. Who utters the phrase, "There's no crying in baseball"? In
That's
that movie.
Tom Hanks.
Yes, 3-0. Babe Ruth's
girl.
Leave Emily alone. She's tired.
Rosie O'Donnell.
Listen, I know she's in that movie. That's all I know about that movie. My daughter is going to like hate me for this because she is such a baseball fan, and that's one of her favorite movies. So.
Question number four. Babe Ruth's 1932 World Series jersey is the most valuable sports collectible ever. It sold for over $24 million. I just like to chat with the guy who bought that. Like, what's he going to do with it?
Yeah, man.
Which of these is not a nickname for the great Babe Ruth, Kennedy?
Okay.
The Great Bambino, the Splendid Splinter, or the Sultan of SWAT?
The second one.
That is correct. That's Ted Williams' nickname.
That was a real nickname?
That's Ted Williams.
Oh, I thought you made
Splinter.
That up.
No, that's way too cool for me. 4-0. Question number five. R&B singer Cassie turns 38 today. Cassie was in an 11-year relationship with which hip-hop mogul who's now in all of the trouble legally?
Is that R. Kelly? P. Diddy?
Diddy. 4-1. Kennedy, you get the win.
All right. And now, Emily, you get some rest, yes. I hope.
Emily, unlike when you leave Disney World, we give you a parting gift besides taking all your money. So you're going to get a pair of tickets. You're going to get a pair of tickets to see Kacey Musgraves, if I could talk. September 6th at the TD Garden, so you enjoy those tickets, okay?
Thank you.
What do you want to say to Kennedy?
Kennedy, this is Emily from Rockland, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
Go rest, my friend. Go rest.
Hey, you in the car. Did you beat Kennedy today, or did you get a Mel? If you missed Can't Beat Kennedy today, text CBK to 20357. Can't Beat Kennedy. Every day at 645, 745, and 845. Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.